Been following this missing mom in California. Ooh. She was kidnapped, held for 3 weeks. She was let go on Thanksgiving. And you keep getting details that make it just seem weirder and weirder. First, they're saying it was for a ransom. Mm-hmm. That two women held her. She was found on the side of the road. She kind of popped out in front of a car, and she was still restrained together. She was still, you know, her hands tied together. And the person who found her said, if she was willing to get hit by a car, like, that's why he had stopped.
Uh-huh.
So as you go through these, you know, the timeline, it just seems bizarre. Now police still, they have an idea of what the people look like.
Suspect number one was the younger of the two suspects. She had long, curly hair. She had a thick accent. She had pierced ears. Suspect number two, she had straight black hair with some graying color. She had thick eyebrows.
I mean, that's a pretty nondescript description.
Generic. Just reading a bit here, they're saying that her emaciated body, she weighed 87 pounds. Yeah. They said that she was covered in bruises. She had long blonde hair that they'd chopped off. They're saying that she'd been branded. Mm-hmm. My husband said you could feel scabs and that all over her body.
They're calling the branding more of they're sending a message to her. The husband said he thinks they were trying to humiliate her and break her down.
There's more to this story, I think.
What do you think? What is your take? Do you think that this is a play-by-play of what happened, or do you think something is completely amiss with this?
I think there's something just amiss. There's a piece of this that doesn't make sense, because why? She went out just jogging, and these people have just grabbed her. Like, no offense, but like, that could be you running around Harrington and grabbed you. Like, who knows what someone's got? Like, financial-wise.
Money-wise, like to even hold them.
For a ransom. Like,
to know that they're worth holding for a ransom.
Like, you know, and it's like, you could have, like, no money at all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they know, I think, who these people were. I think there's a little bit more to this story, and I'm sure it will come out.
People, I read whenever these news stories come out, the first thing I do is once I know the story, I immediately go through and read all the comments just from the general public,
mm-hmm.
from people on Facebook.
Yep.
And they're saying, no, she was with her boyfriend, and she's trying to... But if you're 87 pounds...
Yeah, there's definitely something there. She had burns on her body and stuff and all
if
that.
If you're willing to go to that length to hide a side piece from your husband, I mean, that is even crazier than crazy. So what do you think is happening with this story? Do you think, like, Petch, something is amiss? Maybe you don't know. They don't know who these suspects are. Maybe they've been following her and been watching her.
That's what I mean.
And know that she's gone jogging and know that she's worth some enough money... That, you know, if somebody wants your home bad enough, what are you willing to do to get that person home?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
So what do you think is happening with this story? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be a part of the show.